some of the biggest companies that were housed in the World Trade Center have set up crisis centers around New York City to help the friends and families of their employees work through this disaster. Of the 1,000 employees at the financial services company Cantor Fitzgerald, 700 are still missing. In a plush ballroom of the Pierre Hotel on Fifth Avenue, the company is offering whatever comfort it can, food, drink, sympathy, and grief counseling. From member station WNYC, Marianne McCune reports.
Susanna Ferreira is looking for her fiancé.
We're looking for John R. Cruz. I was on the phone with him on Tuesday morning when the building got hit the first time. And he just said, oh my God, I think we've been hit. And he said, I have to go, and he just hung up the phone, so that was the last time we spoke to him.
They got engaged only a week ago, and while the odds are against finding him, she says there's no room for negativity.
John needs us all to be positive.
Ferreira's hair is pulled back, her head is up, and she's telling everyone she meets how to recognize John. He's tall, dark, and handsome, wearing a college ring from Rutgers University, and he's possibly dazed and confused. He's diabetic, and her hope is that he's somewhere but doesn't know how to tell people who he is because he needs an insulin shot. Ferreira has spent the last few days with John Cruz's family at the Pierre. His uncle, Jose Torres, was vacationing in Florida with John's parents the morning of the attack.
We drove for 20 hours without saying anything, and that is tough, because in things like this, there's nothing you can say.
Here, he's finding comfort.
When we go into this place here, and you see all the people with the same problems, that helps. We're not alone. We're not alone here.
On his way in from a rainy morning, Dr. Anthony Bassas says that's the most important function of this place. He's a chief clinical psychologist at Bellevue Hospital and is here helping to guide people through the vast range of emotions they're beginning to experience.
I think at this point, the most important thing people can do is be around loved ones, family, friends, to not be alone, not to isolate, and to talk about it if they want to, or just be around people and be silent.
Even those who do want to talk may not yet want to see a professional. People are striking a very delicate balance between hope and despair, says Dr. Bassas, and sometimes just the presence of a grief counselor makes people feel hope is lost. So he makes himself available, but doesn't impose himself, or the idea that anyone must begin grieving now.
I don't think people have to tell people there's no hope left. This clearly will change as it becomes more evident.
When hope does begin to falter among John Cruz's relatives, they turn to God.
I only ask God to send his angels to cover him. And I strongly believe that. I believe that the angels are watching over him. But I don't know if he's here or upstairs.
On her way out of the Pierre for some air, Brenda Ojeda looks fed up. On and off this week, she's been trying to explain to her dear friend Franny Espinoza's children why their mother isn't here. She says she's angry at God.
I told God so many things that if I don't get struck by lightning, then he is a merciful God.
Ojeda is also angry at the airport in Boston and at the terrorists, and she is no longer hopeful that her friend will be found alive.
At this point, I just want them to recover her body. I just don't want her family, her children, to wait months or even any more days so that we can start the grieving process and then just start getting on with our lives and raising her two kids.
Otherwise, she says, there will never be any closure. Dr. Bassas can do nothing to get her the information she wants. No one can now, and it's possible no one ever will. But he and his team have helped Franny Espinoza's husband think about how to begin explaining their mother's absence to his son and daughter. And as hope turns to anger, turns to shame, turns to guilt, he will continue to listen and to tell those grieving their feelings are normal. For NPR News, I'm Marianne McCune in New York.